C'est l'heure de Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review sur Art District, une chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Este sur les romans de science-fiction et de fantasy. Here is Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review on Art District, a program hosted by Madeleine d'Este about speculative fiction and fantasy books.
Welcome to Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review. What is speculative fiction, I hear you ask? It's an all-encompassing term for anything outside your everyday reality. It includes science fiction and fantasy, horror, dystopia, paranormal, alternative history and apocalyptic fiction. I'm Madeleine d'Este, I love to read and I love books, and I'm here to tell you about a book I really liked. Today I'm going to be talking to you about Parable of the Sower by Octavia E. Butler. Now, don't you hate it when you find a brilliant new writer only to find out that they're already dead? This was the way with me for Octavia Butler. Butler was a trailblazing African-American female science fiction writer who came to prominence in the mid-1970s and won all the major science fiction awards. Before I'd read a single word of her work, when I'd only read her bio, I was already filled with a massive amount of respect for Butler and how she'd managed to persevere and triumph in the white, male-dominated world of science fiction. My first taste of Octavia Butler was through a short story of hers called Bloodchild. This is a story about an insect alien race and a colony of humans who have settled on their planet. The humans make excellent hosts for the aliens' eggs, and each family chooses a child for implantation. Now, I thoroughly enjoyed the story of the alien host and her human servants. Although reading the end notes, I had jumped to a conclusion, like many others, that this was actually a story about slavery. But when I read those end notes, apparently not. Butler specifically said that this is a story about parasites and men having babies, as the main character is a boy. The next Octavia Butler work I read was Parable of the Sower, while on a recent trip to the US. I came across Parable of the Sower in a bookshop and grabbed it immediately, because you very rarely see Octavia Butler in any bookshops in Australia. I was lucky I was on holiday, so I was able to devour it quickly, although I was staying with relatives and I needed to be occasionally social. If I'd been at home, I would have curled up in a corner with a do not disturb sign until I'd finished it. Now let's talk about the book itself. In Parable of the Sower, Lauren is 17 and lives in a neighbourhood compound in post-apocalyptic Los Angeles. Her father is the local preacher and community leader, and the neighbourhood bands together to keep themselves safe from the dangers outside the walls. The outside world is anarchic and scary and filled with drug addicts who revel in setting fire to things and people. Lauren listens to her father's sermons every day, but she is beginning to formulate her own ideas about what God is. She begins to create her own religion, and she begins to call it Earthseed. Now, one night, the compound is attacked, and Lauren's world is breached and torn apart. She has to leave the compound, or what's left of it, and must fend for herself on the highways of California, looking for safety and a new life. But all the while building on her ideas for her new faith. Now, Parable of the Sower is so much more than a dystopian road story. The prose is so crisp and precise, comes across as quite simple, but the concepts are really big and mind-chewing. I was in awe of the writing, the depth, and how the words made me feel. Now, I was never brought up with religion in my life, so the Parable of the Sower passage from the Bible, which the title refers to, has no preconceived meaning for me. So I didn't have an idea of what was involved when I picked up the book. There is a lot of discussion about God and what God means. With the chaos all around her, Lauren sees God as objective. God is change and cares only about survival. There's no moral overlay about right or wrong. It just is. Now, this reminded me of the concepts in another book that I really enjoyed, which is a non-fiction book by Nassim Nicholas Taleb called Anti-Fragile, The Things That Gain from Disorder. I was struck by a single line. and I'm going to quote it right here now. The quote is, "Some people see nature as God." End quote. Wow, this was my, or is my, worldview in a nutshell, in a way I'd never really considered it before. The way some people see God is the way that I see nature and the universe, awe-inspiring and all-powerful. But like Lauren, I never placed the moral overlay on nature. Nature doesn't care about you and me as individuals. She only wants to continue on. Now, this powerful book has stayed with me for months and years. And what more can you ask for in a book? Entertainment plus a soul-searching challenge on your views of the universe. So if you like a challenge, if you like dystopian road movies, if you like to think deeply, if you like punks with fire and precise prose, can I suggest you pick up a copy of Parable of the Sower by Octavia E. Butler? Thanks for listening to Madeline Speculative Fiction Radio. If you have any feedback or just want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email on mde@artdistrict-radio.com. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review sur Art District, à retrouver à 2h du matin, les lundis, mercredis et vendredis, spécialement pour nos auditeurs internationaux, et à midi, les mardis et jeudis. It was Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review on Art District. You can listen to this program on Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays at 2 a.m. CET, and on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 12 p.m. CET.